Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome back to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Rob. Now, Feifei, do I have a story for you?
Oh, do tell.
Well, I was out shopping at the weekend when I ran into Neil.
OK.
Well, we decided to get some lunch together when who should we run into but Dan?
Dan from the office? No way.
Well, it gets weirder. Dan joined us for a bite to eat, and then we saw Sam and Sian getting lunch together as well. It was a big, unplanned BBC Learning English meet-up.
That's unbelievable. It's a small world, isn't it?
Feifei, what are you talking about? It's a massive world. Over 190 countries, more than 7.5 billion people. It's enormous.
Rob, I'm not talking about the size of the world. I'm saying that it was quite a coincidence that you all met up.
I know. What are the chances that five of us would all meet up at the same time?
Indeed. Let's take a look at some other examples of this phrase.
Your brother works in the same office as my girlfriend. It's a small world.
I can't believe you went to the same high school as me. What a small world.
We haven't seen or spoken to each other for 20 years, and now you've moved into the house next to mine. Unbelievable!
It's a small world after all.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the phrase, it's a small world. It's used when we want to say that a surprising coincidence has occurred. It's used particularly when two people meet unexpectedly or have a mutual friend or connection. Rob told us how he met four of our colleagues on the same day in the same place.
That's right. And now, if we're finished, I'd like to go off and do some shopping.
Oh yeah? What are you going to buy?
A globe. All this talk of small world has reminded me I need to get one for my son. And there's a globe shop just around the corner.
Well, it really is a small world.
In this case, yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak from the BBC.